Do I need the drug test to come in?
Yes, sir.
There might have been something passed around and I might have taken a few hits. How long would it take for that to get out of my system so I could pass the exam?
Sir, you're not serious about this, are you?
Asby, the Postmaster General.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick!
Okay, we're here, Tucky there. Tuck it out. Good. Tucker's here. I'm Carlito. It is Monday morning, 9:15 a.m. Just about 9:10 a.m. According to my clock machine up here. And we are going to do some prank calls. At 9:10 a.m., Tuck, the earliest show I have ever done, sir. Are you usually up this early, Tuck? Are you making an exception?
Tuck. Is the cock crowing?
Is the what?
A little sound effect, maybe?
I don't know.
The cock crowing.
Cock crowing, no. Crowing. No cocks. No gugs. Are you
no
Eastern?
Crowing.
Are you Eastern Central Time or Central Central Time? What's your time zone there, sir?
Central.
Standard.
Central
time standard is yours. All right,
standard, so. Or non-standard. I don't know.
So it's 8 a.m. where you live. Are you usually up at 8 a.m.? Is that a normal thing for you? Do you do Pilates in the morning?
I'm not.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for making an exception.
I drink coffee.
I'm drinking a zero-carb Rockstar. It is blue in color. You see, what you got to understand, ladies and gents, who are not listening and watching live, but will be listening and watching this later, I have Mondays off now, but I do usually get up at 7 o'clock in the morning. Or actually, usually I get up around 6 o'clock in the morning, 6:15, to go to work. You know, get ready and all that, but I have Mondays off. I traded Mondays off to work Saturdays. I make 10% more on Saturdays. It is much easier to work that day. And Athena works anyway on Saturday morning, so it's not like we're going to do anything. So by the time I get home from work is the time she gets home from work, and then we have our Saturday evening. So today's like my Sunday, to be honest with you. I do have a lot planned for today. That's why we're extra early. It's 9 a.m. But I did bring with me here, I did get last night in my local paper, and I want to make a point here, Tuck, if you take a look at this. This is Section E, or the Orlando Sentinel, the Career Builder section, as they call it. This is the want ads. Now, last week, I had shown everybody how it was only six pages with one page of ads. This week, it is just one flap. This is all that came. It is one piece of paper for all the want ads here in Central Florida.
Wow.
That's how bad things are right now. And
shrank from a week ago.
Here's the better news. If you take a look here now, there's light shining through. But this is one whole page of it. I'm holding it backwards. I forgot to move the camera. And these are all huge ads right there for... you know, there's one big one down here with several jobs, but they're huge. It covers about an eighth of the page. And then the rest of it is filled with big ads for...
specific people.
Yeah, and these are big ads here for education, for schools.
You have to work in this place for... You can think about applying, and we, of course, make sure you went to this particular university... before you even applying, and then if you went to that university, you have to have a bachelor's and whatever before you can even think about even picking up the phone.
Exactly. And then more of the same on the whole back page as well. You got the IT Academy, Hertzing College, hands-on short-term training from the Central Florida Institute for medical assistance, x-rays. They got criminal justice at Everett University. These are all huge ads on the back. So basically, the job listings are on a page and a half. So things are pretty bad right now. Like, for example, I remember the customer service section took up a whole panel back in the day when I was 21, 22 years old. Now there's only two listings for that whole... for that right there for customer services, two listings. That's it. clerical office services.
That employment is so good, it's because no one is fucking hiring.
Yeah, well, the clerical office services, I remember that for a fact, was always a whole page. There's three listings in that. One of them, you must be licensed. And we live in Orlando, which is the tourism section, you know, the tourism, one of the tourism capitals of the country, not the tourism capital. Maybe it is, I'm not sure. But we're really big on tourism and the attractions here. In the attractions and entertainment section, there's two listings. Keep in mind, we live in Orlando with hundreds of hotels. It's, you know, we've got a lot of the parks here. That was always full. With help wanted for the attractions and stuff like that. Now SeaWorld is listed in there. We had them down to give them a call. SeaWorld's looking for line cooks, park
what
operations.
What did the attraction thing? I forget. Weren't they sober to the Motown attractions?
Well, the attractions? You're asking what the attractions are in Orlando?
It's too early. I'm drinking my coffee. Sorry.
Are you asking what attractions are in Orlando, or did I misinterpret that?
I thought you were a solo group from Motown in the 60s.
Oh.
I'm drinking my coffee.
The attractions were a group? I would like. That sounds like music I would like to listen to, the attractions. That's cool, though, when they get introduced.
I can't hear any. You sound like you're on the other side of the room.
I sound like I'm on the other side of the room? The hell you say?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. This is happening again?
No, you're on like on the other side of the room. You're still like still in the bed. You haven't gone much in the mic yet. Like you're still doing the show from the bed.
Shouldn't be. Do you hear loud snapping right now?
Yes.
You do? Was that really loud?
Yes.
Alright, well, there's something going on with the audio. The audio
I
that's...
I don't want to say loud, but I can hear it.
You can hear it, okay. Interesting. Well, let me check my settings, make sure... I think I see what might be going on here. There we go. Okay, now it should be fixed. You hear music and shit now?
I hear the cars. There you go, there they are.
Alright, good deal. Good call. That was just affecting team speech. Well, thank you, Tuck, because I got a new setup here that I...
It's here now. Hi.
About 10 days ago, I set up a new, I had a whole new setup that I created here, which is what we're running on now. And last week on the Thursday show, we had a great show Thursday night, but the video archives didn't record anything except for what you were hearing right now, which was the cam mic that's all the way up here. I'm pointing at it right now, because I installed a new camera and it took it upon itself to change the drive, the settings in any application that uses the mic, to use that. Itself as the audio as opposed to the studio sound. So slowly and slowly I was finding out, you know, where that was happening, and I'm hoping this is the last one. Thank you, Tug. Good call.
Yeah,
I don't even know if anybody watching. You can reach me on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio. I see Dino's is in the house. I was expecting him to come in here. He usually comes in and cleans.
How are the designers in here?
Dino usually comes in and he cleans out the house a little bit. He picks up trash, you know, this time inside the chat room. He walks around, you know, he's got one of those brooms, you know, and then he's got one of those, the handheld little boxes that you sweep stuff into. I used to use it when I worked at a grocery store. I used to have to use that when I was a bagger.
He's a little guy with the little, take on the end of the stick.
Yeah. And Dino's also someone, don't forget, he also mows the lawn. That's right, he's also the landscaper around here. I see the landscaper sitting up outside. What's up, fellas? ¿Qué pasa? I got my windows are closed right now. I should open the windows. You can hear cars going by. I live on a pretty major road. They give it an effect like, yeah, we're live on location.
Landscapers over for coffee and have an in-depth discussion about the economy.
Dude, if they come over and make a rape us... Dino says lower it a little. Carlito, I agree. Hang on, let's fix that here. How do we do that? Is Emmy supposed to be on right now? Let me know and I will get off. You know, I wanted to do pranks on Monday and this is the only time I can do it today.
You're gonna get off, are you?
Yeah. That's what she said. I'm trying to get the settings to open up. I'm using Chrome. Hang on, let's see. I should be able to fix that here. Alright. Should be coming up a little less loud now. Let me know if this sounds better. If this is a little less intense. We don't want to be too fucking intense. Dina says 1-1-1-1-1. Good. All right. Good. All right. Now we're not so intense, baby. I just want to let you guys know, if you're listening on the podcast, or if you're one of the three people, let's see how many people we got. We got 16 on Syndicate. Good deal. Nice, strong, healthy bowels over there. And then we got 3 on Madhouse. Wow. So we're doing the show for 16 people live. But the millions and millions of the Carlitos fans who will be listening later on. I did put up some new videos, Tuck, in our YouTube channel. A whole bunch of pranks from our show from last Monday afternoon, which was bang. It was a bang show. Bing bang show, all right? So look, let's do some pranks right now. We're wasting time, and I got to be out of here by 11.
Boom.
11 o'clock, I have just enough time to jump in the shower and get out of here. All right, so look, we've got jobs for AC service techs. Anyway, what we're doing here, we're going through the employment section here, which came out yesterday. All these people, all these phone numbers are going to be called. This is the early time. If I were looking for a job, Tuck, this is the latest that I would make a phone call. Now, the first one I wanted to do here, this is...
Oh, yeah.
We've got Physicians Wanted, sign-on bonus, medical practice in Jacksonville, Florida, top pay. 9 to 10 patients per day, no nights, no weekends, no call, no hospitals. And call, and it gives a toll-free number. So apparently, they're looking for doctors. So I think it's time for Dr. Nargis to go ahead and give a call. Now, I'm going to actually do the voice change as well to make it sound like the real Dr. Nargis. Hopefully, they don't just straight up hang up. But we're going to have a lot of fun here. Whenever you are listening to this, we go through these want ads. And last week was great. I got into arguments with telemarketers, you know, that I wanted a job, you know, demanded a job. We've got jobs here. Let me run real quick. We got a position. SeaWorld here in Orlando is hiring for cooks and food service attendants and operation hosts. We've got AC techs. We've got alterations like tailors.
Do they make seafood?
I'm sure they do. Sushi. Yeah, at SeaWorld. They have the best. Oh, they have the sushi bar. Tuck, no lie, dude. They have the sushi bar.
Oh, they really?
Oh, dude, this place. Cooking, Tuck, this place, man. You go to, in SeaWorld, it's called Sharky's. If you ever go to SeaWorld in Orlando, anyone who's listening, watching this, you take your ass to Sharky's.
I've got to hit Orlando here in the next year or so.
All right, here, my favorite attraction, I don't like SeaWorld that much. It's kind of meh, but it's got a couple of really cool roller coasters. However, the first thing you do when you get to SeaWorld, you take your ass to Sharky's and you make reservations for whenever you want to take a break during the day. Let's say you decide, okay, we're going to go 4 hours and hit a few rides and do a few shows, and then we're going to take a break for lunch or brunch or something, whatever you decide to do. And then you make your reservations for that time at this restaurant called Sharky's. It's in the middle of the park in SeaWorld, okay? This place is a sushi bar / restaurant. It's family friendly, but it's right at the shark encounter, which is, I don't know, it's famous, where it's like a little motorized walkway that goes through this big shark tank that's all around you, and the sharks are swimming with you and stuff like that. Well, the restaurant has the same view. It's a big wall, and you just see all the sharks like just swimming around you. And then all the tables are aquariums, and there's fish swimming inside the tables. And then outside of it, there's nurse sharks that you can actually pet and stuff like that. Like, there's sharks that look ferocious, but they have no teeth. They're breeds that are not aggressive. And you can actually pet the sharks and everything. It is really cool. I highly recommend that. Milkman's checking in. Milkman, if you're here, tune in, because I'm on now. He's at work, he says. All right, well, cool. Maybe Milkman might be able to tune in. He can talk. Well, yeah, get in TeamSpeak. Get in the TeamSpeak, sir. We are on, and we're live right now. Okay, so that's... anyway, my recommendations, when you go to SeaWorld, ever, do that.
Is Comic-Con in Orlando again sometime early in the year? You've told me about it before.
Oh, Tuck, you know, I reminded myself, I haven't even moved on that at all, but I was thinking that we should do a Madhouse Live show at the... There's two comic book conventions within a month of each other. There's the FX show, which is actually collectibles and comics and toys and gaming. And that's in late January. And then the next month, usually about 3 or 4 weeks later, is MegaCon, which is a huge comic book convention that's here in town. And I always see, you know what gets me, man, is I see internet radio stations, they get kiosks there, right? And all they're doing is sitting there. Every time I've gone, there's an internet radio station, you know, whatever it is, and they've got their kiosk, and it's two dudes just sitting there with a few flyers. I'm like, fuck that. You know what I'm going to do? What I want to do, what my dream is to do with this, and I want to make this happen. Will has already volunteered. We're going to get some wireless mics, okay? We're going to broadcast live in our booth. Yeah. We're going to have a banner that says Madhouse Radio, and I'm going to be there and at least somebody else, and we'll try to get our guys through TeamSpeak like we normally do. And then we probably can't do pranks because I don't think we can get a phone line working out there, but we can get internet for sure. So in that case, what we're going to do is just do a show there live.
Talk to all the people around you.
Yeah, because, dude, if you're doing a radio station, if you're a radio station and you're out there promoting yourself, if you're just going to sit there, you might as well sit there with your thumb up your ass because no one's coming around them or anything like that. I'm going to do the show live there on the floor, and I'm going to have the speakers pointing out so people can hear it. And Will, who co-hosts his show, used to, he's too busy now, but he's going to go out with a wireless mic, and you got to understand they've got tons of celebrities that are sitting there doing signings. Like George Takei was there last year, and Eric Estrada was there, and they had a bunch of people from all the different sci-fi shows, Battlestar Galactica, the old Star Trek, the new Star Trek, horror movies, stuff like that. The guy that played Freddy Krueger, he was there. They had a few of the Star Wars guys. Well, his name is England. Isn't his last name England? Isn't his last name England? You know what I'm talking about? Freddy Krueger, the original Freddy Krueger.
Oh, Freddy Krueger guy.
Yeah. Yes. Robert England, Sir England. Isn't he a sir or something? I don't know, dude. But seriously, though, we should do a fucking live show from there.
He should be now, right?
Emmy Rose says Robert England. See, I was right. Some of them a bitch. Emmy Rose is showing us a picture of the dead in South Park version. That is very nice. Emmy, can you upload that somewhere or email it to me, madhouseradio@gmail.com? I would love to have that. Let me know if it isn't already. Just shoot me a link.
What?
A South Park version of the dead. It's very accurate, actually. You should go into the syndicate room if you can and look at it. It's very funny.
Forward it to me, please.
All right. As soon as I get it, you will have it next, my friend. And there it is. Okay, dude. So anyway, you want to do SeaWorld first? I got concrete jobs here. We got jobs for drivers. Here's one that doesn't make any sense. This one is called
Disneyland.
This one says finisher DRDRW high end. That's what the job is. I don't know what a finisher DRDRW. Sustains paints and glazes. So I'm just going to call in and say I'm an experienced finisher, DRDRW high-end. I'm a high-ender. Milkman, let's call Milkman because he's going to have a diarrhea fart here. Do they still have Epcot? Yeah, Epcot is actually really cool now. Epcot is really cool right now. Dude, they have a lot of cool rides. They got Mission to Space. You know the old classic at the fair, they have the Gravitron, you know, it's that cylinder that spins really fast and you feel the gravity, you know what I'm talking about? Well, what they do, they've got a huge one, but the interior is set up like, it's almost like you're inside a rocket, like you would think you're like in some kind of NASA kind of rocket thing. Hello? Hello? Oh, hang on,
Hello?
Hello, hey, what's going on? Don't start with the drama, okay, Milkman? We don't need that now, we're on the air, alright? So I'm talking about Epcot. Yeah, we're good. Milkman, how you doing today? You're at work already?
Yeah, man, I'm already at work.
Well, what time do you work until?
Until 3 o'clock.
Okay, do you know what a finisher DRDRW high-end would be? There's a job posting here for finisher /DR/DRW space high-end.
Finisher, that's like carpentry.
I don't know. It says stains, paints, and glazes, and it has a phone number to call.
Carpentry.
All right,
like,
cool.
Yeah, that's like cabinetry and that kind of thing there. A finisher does like the final stages of it, the staining and whatever, you know, varnishing or shellac or...
Oh, shellacking.
Where they go over.
Yeah.
Any of that sort of thing where they actually go and finish it.
I'm going to shellac it. Hey, Emmy Rose, yes, I do have confirmation. I got your email. Thank you very much. It popped up on my screen. It had your name and it had the subject. Thank you very much. Send me that Grinch one. There's a picture of Grinch here that's really funny. Milkman, I'll send it to you. Check your Gmail, which you never do. You'll
you old coot. All right, let me call this. I'm going to call for that job, all right, Milkman? You hang on the line, all right?
All right.
Jump in if you feel like it, too. If you can. I don't know. You're at work. I don't know if, you know, it'd be...
I'm all right. I ain't doing shit for the lobby. I got my truck from next to that.
You damn union people. Milkman, you make me sick. I'll be right back in a moment. Lazy union fart. You just sit there. I'm on the union. I'm going to sit on my fat ass and make double the money I should make. Because, God damn it, I'm in a union, and the union is America's backbone.
It's legal.
I just got nothing but some cows, too.
I get really good medical benefits because I'm in the union. I think I'm a shit. I got a pension because I'm in the union. Yeah. Fuck the union, everybody. You know, it's not that I have anything against union people. I wouldn't mind making the money, and he's a union guy. But how do I want to get in the union? You got to know somebody. You know, the unions are set up for only white people to go in, like Milkman. Like, people like me and Tuck, who are ethnic, aren't able to get into unions. Because you got to buy yourself in.
Big Tuck, right.
Yeah. You got to buy yourself into the union, and that's not fair.
They call me Rotisserie Wallace.
If anybody out there is in a union and would be willing to, you know, get me a job in the union anywhere, wherever it is in the country, let me know. You can email me at madhouseradio@gmail.com. If you're a fan of the show and you want to help us out, why don't you go ahead, if you work in the union now...
No benefits for a cartoon.
Yeah, preferably not trucking, but any of the other unions I would definitely be into. Let me know.
They were from UAW, too. Not auto workers. They're probably going to be taking some serious cuts.
Oh, well, hopefully, I'll look out for that. Yeah, the United Auto Workers, man, poor guys.
Poor guys.
Yeah, we'll see, hopefully. Well, no, the workers, Milkman, you know, there's a difference between the corporate guys and the workers. The workers are good people, and those are good, true Americans that work there in those unions, okay? Yeah, I mean...
They're the backbone of the economy.
Oh, of course they are, and that's why I believe and I agree with those who say that we need to do something. Yeah, it's sucky. Yeah, it's a shitty thing. It's a shitty pill to swallow. But we need to do something to stay, you know, help out the auto industry. Yeah, we got to get it done right, but we got to remember there's a lot of people depend on those jobs, and we need to
help them out. Dude, there's millions of people will be out of work, you know. So
right.
They've got to keep it all in perspective.
All right. Well, in that vein, let's go ahead and mess with some companies that are hiring. Teach them a lesson to help out the people out there. We're going to call for a carpentry job. I hope you're ready, Milkman, because I am. A little bit of Eric B. and Rakim.
You know, I haven't heard anything from Eddie Garcia in forever, man. Does he ever get a job, or is he still working with the Minutemen?
Yeah, he might tonight, Milkman. Good point. We'll see.
Awesome.
Today. I'm already screwing up.
All right.
Don't go anywhere, dude.
Time is pretty bad. I don't know.
Carpentry. That's a cool job to be in.
Good morning, Master Millworks. How may I help you?
Good morning, lady. How are you doing this beautiful morning?
Perfect. How are you?
I'm great. I'm ready for my next job as a finisher DRDRW high-end.
Do you know what that is?
Yes, I'm a carpenter, and I have experience staining things and painting and glazing things over, and I also use a kiln.
Okay.
I have a kiln that I own, and I glaze the stuff in the kiln also.
Okay. What we're doing is we're accepting applications.
Right.
So you can send your resume by fax or by email
to the
operations manager, and he's looking over them, and then he's contacting people and setting up appointments for interviews.
Do I get to use a hammer in this job?
I've been known to throw one or two.
No, but honestly, I just need to know because I use my own hammers and tools, so I need to know what I have to get ready. I'm going to bring it down to the interview, and I'm going to, you know, just show you. I like my interview style. I like to take control. My interview style is I actually show you what I can do, so I'm actually going to build a bench and paint it right there for you guys, and I'm going to donate it for you. You can put it inside or outside the building, or maybe you can just donate to a local park or charity or something like that.
Okay.
And then in the end,
everything that you want to use to impress the operations manager.
And in the end, what I do is a special thing. I have these special Sharpies that have my email address on them, and you know, it says a very good glazer. And I give one to everybody, and everyone comes and we all sign it in Sharpie. The bench wherever you want. It's a small right. Wooden bench that I glaze. And after that we have maybe a few cocktails and. You know, some of us have, we sit down on the bench and we take our clothes off.
you do.
Yes, and it's a
How's
great.
How does that work for you?
Well, I just want to be honest with you. I'm not looking for a job. I'm actually a motivational speaker, and this is something I do. It's called the bench building. It's a great way to get together. Everybody there, all the employees get together. We all share. And the ultimate sign of that is when you actually disrobe yourself.
I see.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you what. You send your resume in, and the operations manager will look at it, and then if he wants to contact you at that point, that's his call.
Could I get the fax number, please?
Absolutely. It's 352.
All right.
343.
Okay. Okay, all right, just a moment.
And your name?
Okay, now do I hit send?
Your name?
Do I have to hit pound to send it, or does it go straight through?
No, I'm asking you your name.
This is Jack Masterson.
And your phone number?
It's 407-459-4534.
Okay, no, you do not have to hit send.
Okay, hang on, let me go ahead and send it. Okay, did you get the fax? Hello? Alright, we lost the patient. That was always fun. That's always fun to do. We send her a fax, and that's my idea of a fax is when you fart. That was an interesting start.
Your technology is crazy. Huh?
And she was a little too nice. She sounds kind of serious at the end when she gets my name and number. She can call it back, though. She's more than welcome to. She's going to get... You guys want to hear the message? I love the message that we got for that number. Who those who are wondering what number I just gave out. This is what you hear when you call it. It'll come up in a second here. In the meantime, let's see what else we got here ready to call. We got laborers. People who labor. I gotta cross off the one I just called here. I do this straight up just like we do you would when you're looking for a job. So that is a high end. There we go, took that off.
Hi, you've reached the offices of Jack Valente, Ralph Littlejohn, Jack Masterson, and Edward Garcia. We are currently closed. Please leave a message for the on-call staff, and you will return a call back as soon as possible. You may also call us on the next business day at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
I don't know why I hung up there at the end, but that's the number. Yeah, that's what you get when you call that number back. So it's always interesting to... I keep waiting for someone to leave a message, you know, saying, I got a weird call. I did it because Zor, his shit is always funny because he doesn't care about giving out his caller ID, which is crazy to me. I don't understand how he does that, but he gives it out, and then he gets the voicemails and the callbacks. So, yeah, if you call that number, you'll get the voicemail, and then it's like a bait. I just wait there to hear a funny voicemail from someone who's upset. Okay, so we've got, as I was saying, we got Concrete here. We've got Executive Driver. Law firm seeks a professional...
You're saying no one is taking the bait?
What? Yeah. Law firm seeks a professional full-time driver, 120-foot limo. References needed. Excellent package. Email or fax resumes to Tim. And he's got the... Oh, dude, hell yeah. All right, cool. We're gonna be the executive driver here. Executive driver, that sounds awesome, you know? Like, I get to wear a suit and a tuxedo, you know what I mean? Be like Ronnie, the limo driver. Oh shit, I hung up on Milkman. Milkman, call back in, stupid. Milkman, call in. Call back in. I command it. Call.
Call back in, yo.
Call back in, yo. Call back in, motherfucker. If you want to call in, don't do it now because Milkman's calling in. Stupid.
Yo, homie. Call back in.
Yeah. Alright, hurry up, Milkman.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There we go. Sorry about that, Milkman. Yeah, it was my fault. I actually forgot to connect you and then to cut you off as soon as we ended the call. Sorry. My bad. Huh?
Did Jack get the job?
Well, I faxed the resume and she hung up. She didn't confirm if she received it, but she did get my name and number, so I'm Fingers crossed, fingers crossed.
Did you send in Eddie Garcia's resume yet?
Eddie Garcia's resume? No, that was Jack Masterson applying. But we do have a position for executive driver. Do you want you want to do a Eddie Garcia? You think we should do that for the executive driver?
Well, where's that?
Executive limo driver here in Orlando. Basically, I guess you it's like a fancy limo driver, you know, for executives, CEO types, you know.
Yeah.
Joshua says, hey, I might be able to listen to the live Monday show since I can stream audio from work. What time is the Monday show? We are on now.
Be sure you would check Nunu's private message as well.
Is he sending... yes, he is. I wasn't even paying attention to Nunu and his private messaging. Let's take a look at that. Oh, my God. Guess who's sitting in that same chair at the Depot Diner? Is he really there? What was his name again? What's the guy's name? Edwin?
I can't remember.
Was it Edwin or Edgar? If someone remembers, let me know, or I can pull the audio here quickly.
Something like that.
Something like Edwin or Edgar or something like that. Nunu might remember.
What's the video, man? You got the link for it?
Tuck said that they took it down already. It's no longer up. They purge out the screen captures after like 24 hours, apparently. So I got some of the pictures, but not all of them. I might be able to piece together a little video ditty. Edited.
For today?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the cam is up. Yeah, it's up now.
Depot Diner, I see it. Okay, cool.
Depot Diner, you see it there. So we're going to try to give that a call. We had fun with them last week. Is Hollywood around, too? Yeah, Hollywood's up. Hollywood's here. Is he paying attention? Hollywood, dude. When Milkman has to go back to work, eventually, we're going to have you call in maybe and help out. So executive driver, that's what I'm getting at. More prank calls, all right? We got another hour and 15 minutes here. Until I am at bingo time and I have to leave. So let's do that now. Executive driver, everybody. Don't go anywhere. Please keep listening to us and donate underwear for Milkman because he likes to smell.
Awesome.
Executive drivers, folks. Well, it didn't say it was a fax number. It just says or. Fucking jerks. So, okay. That's a fax one. Can't do that one. No executive drivers. All right, Milkman, let's see what else we got here. I said before...
Son, he does it right. He does a phone. He does a fax.
There's four people in the diner now.
Okay, we have two positions for air conditioning service techs. We've got one for alterations, men's and women's clothing alterations. Drivers, we got a few for drivers. We got concrete job, van driver. We got two housekeeper jobs here. That'd be fun to do. I could be like, housekeeping! We've got a part-time job in the financial service industries, which sounds kind of shady. All right, and then we've got the tax preparer here as well. We've got a nurse, oncology nurse. What's oncology? That sounds like they go in the ass for that. Let's ask. Let's see. Let's see. So, yeah, I got experience going in the ass. I can be an oncologist. All right, Milkman, you want to do that? Look, man, can you make weird noises in the background while we do that? Let's just be goofy with it. Are you able to do that?
Okay. Yeah, I can make noises.
All right, cool. All right, don't go anywhere. Milkman's going to make weird noises in the background while I talk about oncology. Just a moment, folks. We'll do Eddie Garcia next after this one.
Central Florida Careers.
Yeah, hey, I want to do that oncology nurse.
Pardon?
I want to do that on college and nurse.
Okay.
Yeah. I got lots of experience with oncology and working with the ass. So is that what oncology deals with?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm most interested in your oncology position. How can I get a resume faxed over to you? Okay, now we're being transferred. Milkman, be serious about it now. Milkman, talk seriously about it, okay? To confuse her. You heard me?
Yeah.
All right. All right, this got us on hold. I'll clear that. That's stupid. I screwed it up. I was a little too strong. That's kind of funny. What if you were sitting at work and some guy calls in for a job posting? You're in HR. The phone rings and you pick it up and the guy's like, yeah, I want to do that on college nurse.
Put him on hold until they hang up.
Yeah, I want to do that on college nurse. You're like, okay. You're like, oh, God, help me. This is one of those. This is going to be one of those Mondays. All right, hey, we forgot. Okay, Dr. Nargis. is going to call. There's a position in Jacksonville for a physician. Physician one, it's sign-on bonus. All right, so Dr. Nargis is going to call, and I'm going to change our voice to be deep while we do it. So, in old classic Dr. Nargis way.
So wild, if you want to be tame, I treat you like a child, and you're going to be named. Under the enemy.
Forgot to change the voice, but no worries.
You've reached Joe Lannon with visiting physicians. I'm sorry I can't come to the phone right now, but please leave your name, number, and message.
We did not get your message, either you or not. You have pressed an incorrect key to disconnect.
There's got to be a way to transfer.
To record your message, press 2.
No, it doesn't give you the option. I'm not in the mood to be leaving messages. All right, would someone please tell me what the guy's name is? What is the guy's name? The Depot Diner guy's name. What was his name, guys? Let me. I'm going to have to go to the YouTube page to find out, or somewhere else, I guess, to see if I can listen to it and find out what the guy's name was. Because we didn't know.
Let me find it, listen to it.
I thought it was Edwin or Edgar or something like that. What the hell was it? Someone tell me, please, for the love of Jesus. What is this? Shit. Hey, Milkman, sorry. I keep forgetting to hang up. I don't know why I keep doing that today. I'm sorry, man. I got a case of the Mondays. You know, if I screw up, you just call back in, buddy, all right?
All right, cool.
We got to talk to the guy. We got to talk to the guy from last time. The guy at the bar, or the Depot Diner. I can't remember his name. Tuck's working on it. Tuck, get me that name. I really think it was Edwin or Edgar or something like that. Let me think here. You know, let's see if we can play the call. It's going to take me a little bit. Don't go anywhere to anybody. All right, so this is the guy we called last week at a webcam train depot station. It was pretty quick in the call, pretty early, where the guy told us what his name was. But if you want to see the video of it, I'm queuing it up now so we can remember this guy's name and ask for him. This is a diner called the Depot Diner. They're in a train stop somewhere in, I don't know where it is.
Hello?
Hello, this is the Depot Diner?
Yes.
Hi, can I speak to my dad? He said he was going to be in there tonight. I can't make it, and my cell phone is not able to reach his.
What's in
the... he's over there right now. My mom said he saw him. He was just there. She just left a second ago, and then his phone isn't answering.
What's his name?
He's at the counter.
No, that's not him.
It's Hugh. Can you tell Hugh to get on the phone, please?
There's nobody here at the depot.
He's in blue, and he's in a blue shirt. He's there right now. My mom just left there and said she saw him there.
This guy's name is Ernie.
Ernie, that's what it is. Okay, we got it now. You know what? He's wearing the same blue shirt now, Milkman. And matter of fact, he's got a blue shirt now. I don't think that guy showers or changes his clothes. So what can we ask him to do? He's at the counter. We're watching him live on a webcam. There's a little girl sitting behind him. And I don't know. I don't want to do anything crude, you know. But it'd be funny because last time we got him to throw the phone that he was talking on, we got him to throw it in the trash can. He actually does it in the end.
Is he the guy there in the back? Sure, back here, right here, back by the dartboard.
He's the guy at the counter.
Oh.
The big guy at the counter. Yeah. That's him right there. He's very funny.
Yeah, okay.
Very nice guy. Let's talk to him. We're going to call him right now. Talk to him live. Hang on. Together, you know, and yeah, it was bad. So now all I have is a machine and me, but I wanted, you know, I thought maybe you want to share the machine with me.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. So why don't you come right now?
Okay, I will.
Okay. Will you bring me some? Will you order me a hamburger?
Okay.
Can you tell him now before you go? Because I want to tell him. You get him over. Tell him you need to order a hamburger for me.
Victor.
Yeah, I'm going to pay you. Well, tell the man that you're going to order something to eat.
Oh. And the phone?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, thanks.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, it's okay. Go ahead and put the phone. Go ahead and just throw it in the sink over there, okay? What was his name again? What was his name? I forgot it. Ernie.
Evan Burt and Ernie.
Kermit.
Can I help you?
Yes, is Ernie there?
Who's this?
This is Frank.
Frank?
Yeah, Frank Valente.
Oh, hang on.
All right.
Ready?
Hey, it's Jose. What's up?
No problem, Jose.
How you doing, man?
Oh, all right.
Good, good. How's your morning so far? What do you got planned today, buddy?
This morning, well, I need to wash my clothes. And,
Okay. Hey, can you ask them to keep it down?
Downstairs?
Could you ask, no, the people there, can you tell them to not talk loud, to be quiet?
Oh.
Can you ask them for me real quick? All right, thanks.
Oh, there's my hero, so I got to go outside.
No, we'll stay there, but tell the people next to you that they shouldn't talk loud. Ask them to not talk loud. Say, please don't talk loud.
There's nobody sitting next to me.
Okay, just tell the people, please don't talk loud.
No. Huh?
Can you tell that guy not to interrupt and not talk loud, please?
No, there's nobody sitting by me.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so how you been, man? So you're going to wash your clothes today? You're going to use Tide or Gain, or what are you going to use for the clothing?
Wash my clothes. I had to get some money to wash my clothes.
Oh, you got to get money, too? How are you going to... Are you going to sell yourself today, or what do you got planned exactly?
I don't know.
Now you could look into maybe, you know, I heard that at the train stop itself, there's a bathroom there. And if a guy comes to the toilet, you tap your feet. And you might be able to get a few bucks that way.
Yeah.
All right. Well, think about it, buddy. Think about it. Did you want to go out? Did you want to maybe come over? We can use the machine again?
Okay.
All right. Well, good deal.
Okay.
All right. Hey, could you do me a favor?
What?
Can you go ahead and put the phone outside?
What outside?
Can you go outside, please? Because I can't hear you. Can you step outside with the phone? Aw, damn it. He hung up? Who hung up? Well, where's he going?
He got wise to that one.
Yeah, what's he doing? He's just sitting there now. He's looking around.
He got chewed out for it, you know, last week.
He's looking around. Yeah. Look at him. He's
last week.
He's like, no, I don't want to do it again. I don't want to get in trouble. I hung up on Milkman again. Oops. God, Milkman, I'm sorry. I'm so stupid. I keep doing that today to you.
Sitting there holding the phone, dude.
He's still holding it. He just hung it up. Why didn't he go outside?
He's sitting there looking like, what the fuck?
What the fuck? Look at him now. He's talking now. He's like, dude, the guy wanted me to put the phone outside again. He just hangs out where the people go pay.
Maybe
he's waiting for you to call him back.
Yeah.
He looks really puzzled.
People come up to pay, and he's just sitting there hanging out. I think he's a regular there because they all know him. Oh, man.
If
poor guy.
If you're still holding a phone, call it back.
Yeah. Well, no, not yet. I don't want to freak him out. You know, we'll wait a little bit. But last time, just at the beginning, he said he was going to go outside. I wanted him to do it. I was just going to have him leave the phone out there and go back inside. I was going to just leave it there, go back. He's the phone's outside, but he didn't do it.
Yeah.
So that's the Depot Diner. That wasn't as fun as the last one. It was still fun. Still fun with that. All right, cool. So let's call another job here, dude. All right, we've got taxi driver opportunities, Milkman. Opportunities, not just jobs. Opportunities. Let's see, housekeeping we said we could do here. What's inside? That's the front page, and then there's only two pages this week. We got the bartenders from last time. They're still in here. We got the ADT dealer, the dead call. They're in here still. We've got a call center. Food rep. Let's see, we got fireworks, selling fireworks on the roadside. Here's one that's interesting, too. We've got the post office now hiring, average pay $20 an hour or $57,000 a year. Includes federal benefits and overtime. Placed by ad source, not affiliated with USPS. Who hires? Fee required. So apparently this is a company that will get you a job with the post office. They're not the post office, but they'll get you a job there, and they charge you a fee. And so you can make up to $20 an hour doing it. Sounds like a scam to me. Yeah. And also, as I said, I would like to call fireworks sales. Operators to run tents. Earn thousands. And we've got a number here for fireworks sales. So how about we go ahead and do the post office job?
And we're going to have Eddie Garcia do it because he's in the Army, so he's entitled to a job. You know how everybody says, oh, when you're in the Army, you can get a job in the post office when you get out. That used to be the case, not anymore. Post office sold out to the call centers. Not the call centers, but they sold out to outsourcing and stuff like that, all right? So we're going to call for that post office job, Eddie Garcia. I don't even know if I remember how to do the voice, but we'll try it. We'll see if I do. Just a moment, I hope y'all are having a splendid Monday morning.
Your eligibility is verified, you will be connected to a live testing authority operator who will guide you in the hiring process. If this is your first time calling, press 4. Or if you have called in before, press thank you. The Postal Service is one of the nation's largest and most admired organizations and employs over 750,000 individuals. On average, there are about 1,000 job openings each week all across the country. These openings do fill quickly, and operators cannot guarantee the availability of any specific position and or test date in any area at any given time. All entry-level hiring decisions are made by postal authorities, and no previous experience is necessary. All applicants must apply for positions themselves.
Oh, God.
And register any If you are a U.S. citizen or have a green card, press 1. If not, if you have completed high school or have your GED equivalent, press 1. If not, press 9. If you are at least 18 years of age, press 1. If not, congratulations. You are eligible.
You got to be a citizen with a GED who's over 18.
Keep pressing 1.
Approved. So I believe we're being connected to the call center who will take my payment information so I can buy my job into the post office union. Oh, damn it. Come on. I have such good ideas for
this. Thank you for calling about the post position.
Yo.
This is Gina.
Hey, Gina. Gina.
Hello?
Gina, I want to make that happen. I want to be the post office man. I would love to deliver the mail. I have experience. I was in the Army, so I have experience, and I have federal benefits experiences.
Okay.
Yeah. Do I have to be in the union to get this job?
No, sir.
Oh, okay.
I can let you know everything you need to know, but first, may I please have the correct spelling of your first
name? Hey, I just want to let you know, I hit the 0 number, and I got to skip that whole long, boring thing. So can you explain it to me? Because I just wanted to talk to a real person.
Okay, may I please have the correct spelling of your first and last name?
Well, you know, I'd rather, before we get into that, ma'am, I mean, I really would like to make sure they're not being taken for a ride. What are you offering me? I'm a star.
I'm offering you the materials to prepare for the mandatory exam, sir.
For what mandatory exam? Explain the exam to me. I am good. I use a paper and a pencil, and I fill in the dots, and I give it in. I give it in to the woman or the man in the front.
No, sir. You take it on a computer.
On my computer machine or yours?
No, sir. At a testing facility.
Okay. But what's the deal here? When I go to the testing facility, do they how much does it cost to, you know, to use the computer? Is that worthy it is? Is that how you do it?
There is no fee for the exam, sir.
All right. Is it a hard exam?
You will have to prepare for it. It's not common knowledge, if that's what you're asking.
Well, is it one of those easy ones, like a Mickey Mouse exam? That's exactly what I'm good at. I'm good at Mickey Mouse exams and classes and training.
No, sir, it's not a Mickey Mouse exam.
Do I need the drug test to come in?
Yes, sir.
Do you know how long, like, does that include, like, all the substances? Like alcohol? Does it include alcohol or?
I'm not sure, sir.
How long does it take? Let's say that I was at a Rolling Stones concert last week, and there might have been something passed around, and I might have taken a few hits. How long would it take for that to get out of my system so I could pass the exam?
Sir, you're not serious about this, are you?
Well, yeah, I am. I just want to make sure if maybe I should hold off a week or drink a lot of water or vinegar or something like that.
I have no idea, sir.
Does it take like maybe 2 or 3 weeks to get out of your system?
I have no idea.
Huh. Do you do a hair test or is it a urine test?
I have no idea.
Because I heard there's this test where you get on a treadmill.
I have no idea.
You run on the treadmill and they take
They
take the sweat off your off the crack of your ass and they test
that. I have no idea.
Because the toxins come out the latest.
I have no idea, sir.
The crack of your ass. So you don't do the crack of your ass sweat test? Hello, ma'am? Okay, we lost her. She has no idea, milkman.
I have no idea.
I have no idea. I have no idea. All right, well.
I have no idea.
If you don't have no idea, why are you answering the phone?
You broke off a shift because you didn't know what to do.
Hollywood says, the forum has been updated with last Thursday night's calls. All right. Thanks, man. Hollywood's the dude. He's the bro. And that is over at madhouselive.com. The forums, you can go to madhouselive.com, click on the forums button, or just go to madhouselive.com/forums. All right, so we had fun with that last call. Our numbers have gone down on Syndicate, but a lot of people are in there live right now. Blitz K is in the house. Amy Rose is in there. Milkman and Nunu, both of you are checking in there. Jake, Jekyll, Dino, and Hooknose Mike is in the house as well. He lives here in Florida like me. We're in the same time zone. Okay, so who's next here, Milkman? We had fun with the UPS or the USPS job, the post office job. She doesn't think we're being serious, and she didn't know. Firework sales. Yeah, Milkman, I'll be honest with you. I forgot how to do that. I haven't done the Eddie Garcia voice in so long. I forgot how to do it.
Hey,
man. I don't know if that how it was. I'll have to listen to a few of the calls.
Just do your,
just talk like my dad. I'll just talk like my dad or my cousins.
Mexican.
I'll talk like my cousins in Puerto Rico. All right, so firework sales. Operators to run tents earn thousands. Oh, boy, okay. I still can't get over the pre-screening for the USPS job. You know what I mean? If you pass pre-screening, so it's three questions. Are you a U.S. citizen? Hit one if yes. And then the second one was, did you have your high school diploma or GED? And then the third one, of course, to round out things, are you over 18? After that, congratulations. Literally said congratulations.
You're qualified.
You are approved. All right, firework sales, everybody. Don't go anywhere, Milkman. We're going to do that.
Hello there.
How would it do there?
As be the Postmaster's Generals.
This is it's so surreal to be doing this exactly 12 hours from the time we normally do it. It's 10 a.m., everybody, on the East Coast. 7 a.m. on the West Coast, where Milkman is at. And he is checking in with us, bro. Thanks for being on so early. Instead of working. Come on, I want to sell fireworks. I hate country. Kilk, kilk, kilk.
Thank you for holding. Can I help you?
Am I talking to a person?
Yes, sir, you are.
I want to do that firework sales thing.
Okay, and what area of town are you calling from, sir?
I'm calling from Orlando, the Orlando Machine. I am well known around here. I used to sell pumpkins for Halloween.
Okay.
And I'm not done with my credentials. I sell live turkeys in the back for Thanksgiving, and you can throw rocks at them, and then however many you hit, if you stone it, you get to keep it. It's $5 a stone.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Right now what we're doing is taking down names and number for the Orlando area manager.
Right.
She'll be contacting you back to schedule an interview.
I also do the Christmas trees, but
we've already got that taken care of.
I got so angry at these Puerto Ricans that came that they didn't want to buy the damn Christmas trees that I threw it on top of their car. And I said,
I don't mean to cut you short, so
I gave it to them, those
name and number.
Stupid assholes, don't hurry up and buy the stupid Christmas tree. I said, just take the stupid
sir,
thing. Take the stupid thing! Oh, God. That's firework sales. I always wondered, guys, because this time of year, it starts with, you know, in September, at the end of September, you know, beginning of October, you see the tent places come up here. I don't know, it's here in Orlando, this is how it works. I don't know the rest of the country, but they sell pumpkins for October, November, and then December they change to Christmas trees. And then after that, they change into fireworks for New Year's. And it's the same place that for the 4th of July, they're in there with the fireworks also. I know, I always thought it was the same company that did. That's a good, I bet you it's a good racket if you did it on your own. That'd be a good racket to do, you know what I mean? I bet you only have to work that time of year. I bet you make enough money to set yourself for the rest of the year. Milkman, let's...
pack of M80s inside of a pumpkin.
I swear to God, I'm going to buy a weird plot of land really cheap off some major, you know, street here in Orlando, and I'm going to set up a tent. I'm going to sell pumpkins and Halloween stuff. And Thanksgiving turkeys that you can shoot, free range ones that you can shoot with BB guns, and the Christmas trees. And I get mad, I just throw them at you. I just take the fucking shit. Bad Boys of
Ohio, man, beat them down with a club.
Yeah, Bad Boys of Ohio says, "What the fuck, a Monday show? Sweet dude. All right, hey, sweet on you, man. Thank you for being with us, sweet daddy, Bad Boys of Ohio. We just did a prank called the fireworks sales.
Fuck you."
Sup, yo?
It's the Monday show.
What up, bro? Sup, yo? It's the Monday show. We should do like a hokey 80s, let's say if there was a public service announcement in 1987, 1988 that had a rap song in it, I would want it to sound like that. You know what I mean? Like, they thought they were, you know, yo, yo.
What's up, yo? It's the Monday show.
Yo, don't do drugs. They're not cool. My name is Flavor Flav, and I'm here to say, why is there some white guy walking towards my car? I'm watching this motherfucker. He got a little close to my car. He's wearing I don't know that guy in his neighborhood. There's some white guy in, like, some camouflage-looking stuff got a little close to my car. You gotta watch out with these people, Mike Mulkman. Look at that guy. I wish I had a cam pointing outside. I'd show you all right now.
Go to school. You'd be smart like me.
Had that curtain there you got?
I don't know. I'm looking out. I'm going to watch out for my car. He might think that I'm you know, oh, that's, he's at work. That's the second car they left there. Yeah, do something to my car, white man. Going to go out there right now. I'm going to tie him up, and I'm going to bring him inside, and I'm going to do water torture on him.
Are you casing out the strange white men that walk by your car in the parking lot? Is that what you're doing?
I don't know. No, seriously, I sit here, like, at night, and I have my window wide open. And I watch anything that goes near my car. Like, if I see a car driving, parking next to my car, I'm watching, like, don't you scratch my door. I got a brand new car. I got a 99 Honda Civic, man. I got a 2009 Honda Civic sitting right there, man. My last car was a 99 Honda Accord.
Do you yell at the stray little dogs that pee in your tire?
No. No one dares do that. Hook Nose Mike in the house as well. What's up, Hook Nose Mike? You Hook Nose. Show your titties. Hook Nose Mike, show your titties.
Show your titties.
Hook Nose Man, get on the camera, show me your man titties. I'd like to see that. Let's see your mosquito bites. Yeah. All right.
You know where your man titties.
All right, guys. We got training and education in HVAC, you know, air conditioning. We got that on deck here. We got the food rep job here also still. Let's see, business management, investor seeks trainee. And we got a number here. I don't know about that. Let's see what else we got. Certified nurses aide. These are people looking for jobs. We got a bunch of certified nurses aide. We got an art gallery trainee. That's awesome. Let's do that one here. Art gallery trainee making up to $50,000 a year. It says BS. I don't know what that means. Bullshit. Retail, any art background.
Yep.
Exciting and money! ! It literally says exciting and $! Exciting and money. Woo! Okay. So we're going to call this number here in Orlando.
$! Oh my God!
$! Dude. That's what I'm looking for right there. That's what I like my dollar sign.
So everyone wants, I believe.
We're back with the next prank call of the day. Art gallery trainee job posting. We're calling the newspaper up. One moment. All right, here we go. Art gallery trainee.
Good morning, job specialist.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I want to do the art gallery trainee position.
Okay, can you come one moment and I'll transfer you to counselor?
Right away, please. Make it so.
Thank you.
Thank you. My counselor? I'm going to have to call Spoof Card.
Izzy, may I help you?
What is your name, please?
Izzy, I-Z-Z-Y.
Am I talking to a person yet? I mean, what's going on here?
This is Izzy.
I'm looking for the art gallery trainee position. What can you tell me? Sell me on this. You got 3 minutes. Go.
Oh, okay. Well, who am I speaking with?
This is Jack Valente.
Okay. Well, the art position is a base salary plus commission. It is selling fine art in a beautiful art gallery. It's a very plush gallery. What are you doing currently right now, Jack, as far as employment?
I'm unemployed. I'm on unemployment.
Okay. And what's your highest level of education, Jack, so I can know?
I kind of get leery when it comes to stuff like this. What I like to do, I like to throw the whole thing away, and we're going to start from scratch. Basically, we're going to set up the studio, and I want the pictures all around me, like in different angles. And if you follow feng shui, if you angle them correctly, what happens is when someone comes up to your desk, they're instantly like, they're like, okay, I need to buy that one right there. Sells itself. And the base salary thing, we can even just get rid of. I'll just work on commission only. Don't worry about it. What can we raise the base salary? If we eliminate the base salary, can I maybe get 90% of sales?
Okay. Well, you'd have to interview with the actual company. Let me just tell you what we do.
Can I bring in some of my own shit for my interview?
Well, I'm not sure about that.
Well, I spray paint T-shirts, and I do murals of Tupac Shakur and a Settlement Lake Eola.
Okay. Well, we're a permanent.
Would you be interested in, and I'll bring in, I have a big mural of Tupac Shakur. You know the one where he's got the tattoos in the back and he's doing the Hail Mary? And he's got his hands crossed, and it's black in the background, and then he's black.
I
so it's like Africa black.
Yeah.
And it's like, come with me, Hail Mary. And it has the N-word, and it says, 1MC, what do we have here now? Do you want to ride or die? La, 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 la. Come with me. Hail Mary, one quick seat. What do we have here now? Do you want to ride or die? Like, okay, I don't know where to go. I just wanted to get her off the phone. I thought I'd sing some Tupac to her. That's a stupid song. I think I might have that here.
Black Velvet Tupac on the corner.
I don't know. Yeah, I spray paint murals of Tupac Shakur. There are guys that do that all over the place here in Orlando. It's like there's a huge market for Tupac murals.
Elvis over here.
Yeah, you want to spray?
Elvis,
I'm gonna spray
here.
Tupac and Biggie
spray
together with Big Pun and Eminem.
Airbrush.
Yeah. All right. Let's play that. We'll do the next call here of the night or the day. I'm gonna keep making that mistake. Oh God. Food rep. Sell rests, resorts, grocers. I'm going to sell restaurants. Service sell, restaurants, resorts, and grocers. Base salary and experience. Top Co! Exclamation point. Oh, that's the same company, though. That's the same phone number. Apparently, it's the same company. Let me not call that one. Any ideas, Milkman, for a type of job we can look for here? Or the ones that I've mentioned so far?
Well, any food services jobs, possibly?
No, not much. That had food rep, but that's gone. Let's see, I've got one of the call center hiring for vacation advisors, takeover agents, and you know, the only what we do have for food service, Milkman, we've got SeaWorld that's hiring cooks. Let's take a look at that here. Okay, now hiring at SeaWorld. Cooks, line cooks, food service agents, sales clerks and operation hosts. Now hiring with our seasonal rates starting at $7.60 an hour. Watch out. That's the way to go right there. Seasonal positions, flexible schedules, great park perks. Must be 18 years or older. Free park admission to SeaWorld, Busch Gardens, and Aquatica. Well, that right there will give you an extra $500 a month. If you go to those parks a lot, I suppose. And apparently they're taking calls today from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Part of the Worlds of Discovery Parks. For more information, and it gives a number here to call the Human Resources Department on Sea Harbor Drive for SeaWorld of Orlando. Let's give them a call here, my friend. SeaWorld, here we go. Bad Boy says, do that one and tell them you only cook fish. Good idea.
I only cook what? Yo, I used to cook whale in Japan.
2 minutes left.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
I'm going to have to get more phone card minutes here. So, but in order to do that, I have to speak with spoof cards. So we're going to have to find a long prank call to play here for about maybe five or 6 minutes, and we'll be patient. Everyone's going to be patient. No one's going to make any stupid moves here.
Cuss out that woman about being screamed and shit.
No, I'm not going to do that. No, we got to stay on good terms with them. I hung up on Milkman again. Jesus Christ, I'm so stupid. Milkman. I have to call Spoof Card to get more minutes. I got to speak with them, so I need to play a long prank. How about I call you back when I'm done with that? It's going to take like 6 or 7 minutes, I think. All right, I'll call you back. Don't go anywhere, man, all right? Peace out, brother.
It's awesome to have Milkman joining us in.
We got the whole crew here. We got, Milkman's, calling in from work, on his cell phone, and he's listening to the show also on his laptop over there. And you're checking in as well live. Thanks for getting up
play
early.
Those record calls from the other night.
Yeah, Hollywood's here as well. Maybe Hollywood can join us. That'd be awesome. Okay, so here we go. Let's Reclude calls. That's right. Auto Salvage Yard. That's right. Those are nice and long and juicy.
Yeah.
Okay, good deal. So call number one here is 4 minutes. Call number two is 9 minutes. We're going to play the first one. These set of calls are going to go as pranks of the year so far. Right now, it's just really, really funny calls here that Reclude did. Just listen to them. You'll see what I mean.
Contender.
Right, yes, sir. Enjoy. It'll start in a second here. What brings BG Knocko back a motherfucking 40? Also, me and my nigga Big Boy can go and cop some Indo. And we'll be right back at you niggas with a quick fast. Try to don't forget to buy a couple of packs of zigzags.
Help you. Hey, sir, are you guys going to salvage yard?
Pardon?
Hello, you guys going to salvage yard out there with cars?
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, my girl Francine took my car out there. I just got a divorce from my ex, and I think my car's out there. I think she was going to put it through the crusher she was talking about. What's going on?
Pardon?
She was going to put it through the crusher out there.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure it's not there, you know what I mean? Because she said she was going out to Shag Nasty's and going to put it in the crusher. You guys got like a magnet and a big crusher out there or something? Maybe she's lying, but I just want to make sure. Because
I have a crusher come in once a year.
Oh, Jesus Christ. When did it come in last?
Oh, it's been a while. What kind of car was it?
It was a Buick. This guy off my mom. She put that goddamn thing down there. I tell you what. I just want to come down there and make sure it's not there, when's the last time the crusher was there? Maybe you got it in there in the lot.
Yeah, it's been over a year.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, well, that's good. I mean, it's only been a couple weeks, but how often do you get cars in there?
Well, I get cars in there all the time.
What's that?
What year Buick and model?
Listen, I know you got it. Listen, I mean, I know you're just trying to jerk me around. So listen, let's get to the point.
No, I'm not trying to jerk you around. I'm trying to
listen
whether I have it or not.
That's fine, but listen, I'm going to come down because I just opened the door for me. You got a gate down there or something. Where are you guys at?
I'm not opening it tonight.
You got it off of Highway 5 or where are you guys at?
We're off of Highway 2, but I'm not opening it.
Highway 2, okay, that's close enough. Well, listen, I'll just stop by because I really need that car. I mean, she's, I know my wife got it down there.
You'll be wasting your time because I won't let you back there tonight.
What's that?
You come down, come around tomorrow in the daylight hours after 10, and
I can't wait
then.
I got to go to my parents because I'm late for Thanksgiving. So I'll be right down. My name is Richie
Randall.
I'm not
going to let you in the backfield.
What's that?
You'd be wasting your time because I'm not going to be opening the.
Well, this
doesn't
matter. I'm going to get in. I'm like my guy.
No, you're not.
That stuff.
Don't sit here and threaten me on the phone.
I'm not threatening. I'm just going to
come
in and get my car.
Business hours and I'll
it's
be
my car.
You.
Listen, it's my goddamn car. I'm going to come get it, and nobody's going to stop me because I'm Richie Randall. Do you know who I am?
Who?
You ever heard of Richie Randall?
Yeah, I've heard of you.
Exactly. So I'm coming down to my car.
Hear me, any? I'm not going
to. No,
let you
it doesn't matter.
Here.
I'm just trying to say that I got connections to the mayor.
I don't give a damn what connections you have.
I know his street supervisor.
I'm trying to be nice to you now, and now you're starting to piss me off.
Well, listen, I don't have time for this. I need my Buick, and I'm going to my mommy's house, and nobody's going to stop me. I'm going to be right down there. And I'm not trying to get violent. I'm not
what
a violent
your,
person.
What was your name again, Richie?
I'm a musician, and I don't get violent.
What was your name again?
Do you have a junkyard dog in there? Because my name is Richie Randall.
What was your name again?
God damn it, Richie Randall, huh? And I'll be right down here, and we're going to get my Buick, and I'll pay you $100, and that's final. There's nothing going to happen.
Then we'll have a problem.
Well, that's fine. We'll have a problem. I'm going to jump the gate or something. I mean, I got to... You better not have no junkyard dog. I'll sue you. My daddy's a lawyer.
Well...
You better open that goddamn gate.
You better be worried about me.
Well, I tell you what, I ain't worried about nothing, because I got a can of mace. And if you come after me, I'll mace you, and I'm going to run in the gate. I'm going to get my car. I'm going to bust you in the gate because nobody's stopping me. I'm going home. I'm going home.
That's good. He's like, don't get, what do you say? Don't get rude to me.
He's like, you heard it. Richie must be famous.
Yeah, he knows me too. Yeah, it's like, yeah, I know you. Yeah.
Excuse me, help you. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Have you guys got a Buick in there? My brother Richie's got a Buick in there, and I just want to know if I can come pick it up.
Well, nobody's coming here tonight. I've already told him that I've been really nice, and I'm really...
Listen, my brother Richie, and
well,
he's really
sad. Well, if he comes up here, he's going to jail.
No. It doesn't matter.
Keep his ass away from here, because if he comes up here tonight, he's going to jail.
Our dad's a lawyer. It doesn't matter. Nobody's going to jail. I don't want him up here threatening me
and my dog.
No, I'm not trying to. We just want to get the Buick. Listen, it's okay. We're just going to come and get the Buick. Nobody's trying to be threatened.
No, you're not
just
coming up
coming
here
to
tonight.
It's okay.
Just like I told him, my business hours are from 10
to
12.
Let us in the door.
Tomorrow.
It's okay. Just open
the
gate.
Call up before you come.
No, nobody says anything. We're just going to open. Just open the gate for us. It's okay.
No.
Everybody be happy.
All right.
Just open the
Hold
gate.
It now.
Open
All right.
The
this
gate.
Is the only way I'll do it. If you hear it, you listening to me?
Okay, yeah.
You call the sheriff's office, and you come up here with a deputy. Then we'll go into the backfield. But if you don't show, if you show up without a deputy, somebody's going to jail.
Do you understand me? Okay, yeah.
Hey,
we're showing up.
I don't like being threatened.
I
don't like my dog being threatened, and I don't like
my buddy.
My house
I tell you what. What about a city cop?
Well, there ain't no city cop that'll come out here because Newport is sheriff's department. You'll have to call and make
well,
a
actually,
to have a
actually, my sister's a state trooper, so maybe she can come out. But listen, it's okay. Just open the gate for us, okay?
I want a uniformed officer in a patrol car.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
If there's not, then I'm going to have my gun in my hand. Do I make myself clear? And I will not take any crap.
Listen,
and I will not be threatened.
I got Kevlar. I used to live in England.
I don't give
a damn
what you got. Mister, I don't know what the problem is between your brother and his girlfriend, but it's not something that's worth all this bullshit. You follow me?
Listen.
You come up here in a peaceful mood with an officer, and I'll go in there tonight, and I'm going out of my way for this.
It's going to happen.
But if you don't show up with an officer,
you're going to get
turned around or go to jail.
Holy shit. No, we're not going to jail. We got a connection. So listen, let me spell it out for you, buddy. What's going to happen is my ex and this. All right, I blew my cover. It doesn't matter. What's going to happen is you're coming down, and we're going to get my Buick. I'm telling you, that's exactly what's going to happen. I mean, and nobody's going to get hurt.
Okay.
I tell you, I got a mace. And I got a Kevlar. Nobody's shooting me.
All right.
And I got a Doberman Pinscher too or something. And you don't need to see it. It'll be in the car. I'm
you
not bringing it out.
You
want to
threaten me? Fine. You
I'm
come up that
out.
Driveway without an officer with you, and I'm going to start shooting immediately. Do I make myself clear? And I don't give a fuck if I kill you or not. You understand?
What do you
want
to be angry for? I don't understand, man.
Want me to be angry? Jesus Christ, your brother threatened me, and now you're threatening me, and I'm not supposed to get angry?
Listen, buddy.
You don't come to my house and do this kind of shit. You want to be civilized? Fine. If you not want to be civilized, you want to come up here and threaten me, I'm going to start shooting.
Holy shit.
I survived Vietnam, goddammit. I can survive this. So if you want to have it out, you just come up here and threaten me. That's all it's going to take.
I'm a fast runner.
Every vehicle I have on this property, I'll have paperwork for.
Well, Jesus H. Christ, you don't have to be an asshole.
No, you're the one that's being the asshole threatening me with mace and a fucking dog and shooting me and shit, just like your fucking brother. Now, I suggest you wait until daylight, because you don't want to come up here now. Because I don't give a damn. No matter, I don't give a fuck if you bring the whole damn state patrol office and every officer in the goddamn state up here with you. You're not going to be allowed to be on this property. Period.
Well, Jesus, say,
I make myself clear
now?
You
don't have to be an asshole. I'm going to come. You know what? I think it's bullshit. I totally think you're bluffing. I'm just going to go get my Buick, okay? And nobody's going to do anything.
You can try it, because I've already got the sheriff's department on their way up here.
Oh, bullshit. What'd you do? Would you instant message him on the internet? That's bullshit. Would you get him on the CB?
No, I called him. If you want to come up this driveway, be my guest.
When's your fucking call?
Would you sell him a telegram?
Stop. Richie Randolph's about to get his Buick. Stop. Please come soon. Stop. I mean, what are you going to do, buddy? Can you wrestle?
I'm done talking.
State camping.
You're not welcome on this property. You're not welcome on this property, nor is your brother.
I don't give a shit. My
Buick's
here.
You come on this property, you're going to jail. And if you come up here tonight,
leaving without my Buick, you're crazy, man. Francine's not doing this to me. I know you're always
sick. You think I have your Buick, you wait
Jesus
for
Christ,
right
it's
hours.
Thanksgiving.
Come up here like a man. Don't come up here like an asshole and threatening me.
God
if I have your vehicle, it'll still goddamn well be here tomorrow. It ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to come as a pizza delivery guy. That's where I'm going to come at. You're not going to know what it is. And then I'm going to run and get my Buick.
No, you're not.
You're goddamn right.
If I have that
what.
Vehicle back there, it is there tonight. It will not go anywhere tonight. I'll guarantee you that.
Shit.
I'm going to take that reasonable. You want to come up here with an officer? Fine. But I want that officer's vehicle in front. And have them call me before they come up my driveway. Because if a vehicle comes up my driveway, and I don't recognize it as an officer, I'm going to consider it you. And whoever's in that vehicle is going to be have a gun pointed at them. And I'll be mean in business.
That's cool.
Did I make myself clear?
All right, we got minutes again.
You just pissed off, and that's bullshit. You know
goddamn right I'm pissed off, and I got every right to be pissed off.
You know goddamn well you're not going to shoot anybody.
Well,
that's it, boy. I called
you
bluff.
Next moves
I got you. I got you. I know you're not going to shoot anybody. I'm just going to drive right up that fucking shit.
Sparks Concrete.
Hi, yes, I'm calling about the concreting job.
For the curb job, curb work?
I said concrete. Wait a minute, because it doesn't say no curb here, it just says concrete.
Yes, it does. It says experienced concrete curb finishers.
It says experienced gutter finishers and machine operators.
Concrete. I should say curb. Everybody else has read it to me, it says curb.
Well, maybe it does. What's the big deal? How can I get my application over there?
Well, as long as you've got experience work in curb and gutter, then you're more than welcome to come fill out an application.
I have experience with concrete.
Well, there's a difference between doing flat work and curb and gutter work.
It's just concrete. It goes, you know.
Well, if you would like to argue the job, then maybe we might not be able to work with
you. Well,
you
can't discriminate against me because I'm not experienced. Ooh, she's a mean little monkey, isn't she? Let's call her back.
She's mean.
Yeah, she does. She don't play.
No wonder no one's getting jobs. Everyone's pricks.
I'm going to tell her that. Matter of fact, good point. Talk, don't go anywhere. Milkman, let me call
to
Milkman.
To place a call,
yeah.
Press 1 to listen to your record.
Let's play the rest of the salvage yard call while I get Milkman back on the line and then call her back.
Open the gate. Well, I've never even been there. I don't give a shit. I'm just going to go and I'm going to get my car. I mean, you can't take it from me legally. I got the title.
Yeah,
it's not even in the glove box. I got you. You think you can take it from me? You think
you
have the legal right?
You don't come up here without a deputy. Pure and simple.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'll come there with a...
And you're going to have a...
I'll come there with a safety town police officer.
If you make any moves that I think is threatening, I will shoot.
First it's coming the driveway. Now it's to make a threatening move. What's next, huh? You're just
getting out of your
story.
Goddamn car is going to be enough for me.
That's right. You think you're a tough guy? I tell you what, why don't you fight like a man? You have your gun on you. I mean, seriously, you want to wrestle? You want to wrestle, buddy?
I'm the last state champion for three years. I'd kill you. I'd just as soon kill you and get it over with.
That's bullshit.
I'm
why
not be fighting on the goddamn ground with people anymore. So I'll just kill you. There ain't going to be no fist fight. I guarantee you that. Now, you want to come up my driveway and threaten me?
You know, Kung Fu, I guarantee you don't. Neither do I. It's bullshit.
Well,
you know what? Guns equal pussy, other than the army you're hunting. I tell you that. That's what it means.
Your brother's name is...
That's it. Guns
is
pussy. I tell you
what. What's your name,
Bobby,
guy?
Automatic voice message system. 4.
Almost hung up on you again, Milkman, like I did last time, I bet.
What's up?
I don't know why I keep doing that. Okay, so the concrete lady isn't answering again.
PM.
Yeah, he's got free. Is that a florist there? That Nunu's sending a cam here. Is that for a florist place?
Yeah.
Yeah, free flowers.
Okay, so let's round out here. We did, SeaWorld didn't go through. I tried to call and I got a weird message. We can try that again. We also have housekeeping, AC service, air conditioning service techs. Alterations are still here. The driver jobs we haven't done yet. Van driver here as well. We got
all alone there at the cafe right now.
Is he really? That guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why did he hang up? He's freaking out. I think you're right, guys. I think he did get chewed out for putting the phone in the trash can when we told him to last time.
Ask him about it.
All right, so I've got a finance job here. It says part-time, full-time career, part of the largest company in the financial service industry. A member of, and it has the bank, one of those banks that's being bailed out. That's what it says there. And it says call Terry Turley, and gives a phone number here. I'm going to mispronounce his name as Turdy. See if he says anything. We're going to call Mr. Turdy here, which is a mispronunciation of his name. Let's play the finishing of this prank call here by Reclude, and then play a little music while we get the call here in line. Thank you.
My name is Ricky Randall.
Cliff Randall?
God damn it, my name is Ricky Randall, and I'm tired of this shit. I'm getting my car. I'm just going to drive right up your fucking driveway. And if you don't like it, you call the cops, and they're going to be right by my side, and we're going to get your goddamn car. We're going home. We're going to see Mommy, and we're fucking 10 hours late, and it's bullshit, and nobody's getting in my way. I tell you what. I got a Kevlar. I got mace. I
to place a call, press 1. To listen to...
Oh, my God. That is the prank of the year so far.
This is a great fucking...
Oh,
dude. That's
my
a great
God.
Set of pranks.
The whole time, he thought you were still the brother, because he was actually...
what a dumb fuck.
He's like, what's your brother's name, Richie Randall?
What a dumb fuck. All I did was... Hey,
hi, you called Terry. To reach me, press 2 or simply stay on the line.
At the tone, please say your name. Press the pound key when finished.
Ralph Littlejohn.
Thank you. Your party is being located.
of this music. Give it up here any second now. I don't think Mr. Turdy's going to answer. Nice music, though. I wish I could keep listening. Nunu says that the cam is dead at the Depot Diner. I think they pulled it.
We were unable to locate your party.
Well, fuck you.
You've reached my voicemail. Leave me a message and I will return your call. Press pound at the end of your message for more options or simply hang up. Thanks
really
for calling.
Talk to you.
Hey, you jerk. Hey, you jerk. I need a job, and I don't appreciate the fact that you've got an ad here in the paper to call you, and I've been trying to call you all morning looking for this stupid job, and you won't pick up the stupid damn phone. When I call back, I want to talk to a real person. I'm going to talk to your supervisor, Mr. Turdy, and get down to the answers I'm going to have your job. You better answer next time I call.
To review the message, press 1. To erase...
Hey, you jerk. I need a job, and I don't appreciate the fact that you've got an ad here in the paper to call you, and I've been trying to call you all morning looking for this stupid job, and you won't pick up the stupid damn phone.
Oh, my God.
When I call back, I want to talk to a real person. I'm going to talk to your supervisor, Mr. Turdy, and get down to the answers. I'm going to have your job. You better answer next time I call.
To review the message, press 1.
All right, awesome.
To erase and re-record, press 2. To cancel the message, press 3.
I just sent
it. To send the message urgent, press 4. To
four.
Send the this message will be marked urgent. The message has been sent. Goodbye.
Oh, shit. All right. He'll enjoy that. He's going to be urgent message from Ralph Little John. He'll be, hey, you jerk. That's on the damn phone. I'm trying to get the job.
The water economy is so bad.
Randall Kirk is a real hard ass.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I love this shit. How long do we have? I'll go another 15 minutes, guys, and then I got to head out. So we got time for maybe another prank or two. That was finance.
Hey, is Hollywood going to call in?
Hollywood, I don't know. You'd have to get off the line if you were to call in, Milkman, so it's up to you.
Yeah. Ask him, man, if he wants to call in, because I'll bail out if he wants to call in. Hollywood, call in.
Yeah, Hollywood, he can't. He's at work, I think. He can't. He's busy. If it was later, maybe he could, because it'd be lunch hour, but... I can't do a lunch show today. I gotta go to my dad's house. He's appealing his unemployment, so we're gonna get together. We gotta get our story together for his appeal. And they're gonna do a conference call today to appeal his unemployment decline. So yeah. Bad Boys, did I miss anything? Yeah, you missed a funny voicemail that we left there for a guy. Maybe you'll be able to listen to it on a replay. Yeah,
Carlito.
Man. Don't reboot
it's
your
the
PC.
Monday show, yo. With Carlito.
All right, he heard that, he says. Well, you didn't miss shit, okay? Ohio, chill out. Financial institution examiners wanted. Oh, what's a financial examiner? That sounds good.
Here.
The Florida Office of Financial Regulation has vacancies for full-time and contract examiners. Salary commensurate with experience. Is that how you say that? Commensurate? Salary commensurate with experience. Substantial benefit package for FTEs. Extensive travel may be required. Call, phone number, or visit website. Okay, cool. So let's call about this because I like to travel. I'm going to see if they travel to like Hawaii and stuff like that. I'm just going to get the perks of the job.
Hours for FTD.
Bad Boy says we're missing Obama on NBC. Where is he on the Today Show? What's going on? Let me know. What is he doing? Is there an emergency press conference saying that Hillary Clinton is the Secretary of State? Okay, well, there we go, folks. Breaking news here. You heard it here first. These are unconfirmed sources from Ohio, from Ohio News Center, reporting that Barack Obama, president-elect, is currently announcing Hillary Clinton is the Secretary of... is going to be his Secretary of State for his upcoming cabinet. I don't know if it's true. There's unconfirmed reports. Milkman, if you can confirm that, please.
Already this morning, I heard this morning. He was going to nominate her.
Is it really? I didn't hear. I haven't seen the news at all. I woke up, came straight to the computer, set up for the show. I didn't even do my normal Drudge report.
Oh, yeah.
and CNN.com and FARC.
She got turned down. She was supposed to go for the head of the House or the Senate Appropriation.
Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. It's official. Yes, it is. She's talking right now. Clinton paving the Senate is very difficult. Leaving the Senate is very difficult for her, she says. Transition of power, according to CNN. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Wow, well, that's interesting. So now we know Bill Clinton will be in the office as well.
Power under you.
Bill Clinton should be involved in some way.
Kennedy didn't want to let her in, get involved with the health program that he's got going.
Isn't a Secretary of State? Isn't this, what is the Secretary of State's job? Isn't she just supposed to represent us abroad to other countries?
She's a peacemaker like Kissinger was.
Yeah, but she isn't involved on like domestic policy. She's involved in foreign relations. I thought that's what the Secretary of State
absolutely
did.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So what? She can't have any input on the medical thing. Well, maybe she'll have a voice.
No, I'm just saying that's why that she didn't take the Senate thing, because Kennedy wasn't going to let her get involved with the health care.
Right. Gotcha. A lot of people are checking in. Evil Artie's checking in here also. Video Vamp is checking in here. That's interesting. Gangrene is reporting. Wow, you're on now. What the fuck? Yeah, we are. So a lot of people are starting to wake up around the country and starting to see that we're doing the show, but we only have about 15 minutes left. I got enough time for maybe one or two calls.
I'm going to ask if you got Provost's number.
Right.
Lassie boy.
Lassie, yeah, I don't like that guy. I'll try him, but he's a jerk. Blitz K call says, fuck me. Well, fuck you too, Blitz K. Don't be nasty. A lot of people here right now, so let's continue on with two more prank calls. We're going to call it a morning, and I got to go. I got lots of stuff to do.
That's being rude, yo.
So we got alterations here, I suppose. Alterations.
Yeah, I feel like a tailor.
Experienced only men's and women's clothes. And that's here in Orlando. So let's try to call that here. Alterations, everybody. I say we get Ralph Littlejohn here with the Jack Valente voice. Or with the Jack Masterson voice, rather. Let's apply for that. Let me find a song that we can play. All right, be right back, folks. There's the landscapers outside making noise again. Change of plan, we're going to call on a bank job. How you doing? I'm calling for the branch manager position. I have lots of experience in management and money handling.
Okay.
I have a problem with touching too much. As a manager, do you have to touch a lot of the money? Because it kind of icks me out.
There's a chance that you might be behind a teller line at times, but not likely.
Okay, because I can set my own schedule, right?
It's a 40-hour work week.
Okay, well, I'll set my own schedule. I don't want to touch that money. Do you have dispensers with hand sanitizer there? Or can I bring them in?
You can bring them in.
I've got aloe, the aloe kind. I'll share with everybody there. It's okay.
Okay.
Okay, and I also need to have New Year's Eve and New Year's Day off. And also need the second week of January off, if you could put me down for that, please.
Well, that's something we'd have to discuss upon hire.
Well, I mean, it's obvious you're going to have to hire me. I mean,
so you have to come in and fill out an application.
Well, I know I'm gonna pass all the different tests. And how often do you have openings available, like if I don't apply now?
Things change all the time. We always accept applications.
Okay, so can I fax my resume over there?
Yes, you can.
Okay, but you're absolutely sure I have to touch the money? At some point, I'm probably going to have to touch dirty money?
There are times you are working at a bank. There are probably at times where you might have to.
Oh, man. It's just so nasty. Because people sneeze on the money and all that. They get germs on it. It's kind of gross.
Okay.
Maybe it's not for me if your people are still like not paperless. I mean, what's the point of applying for a job at a bank that's behind the times? It's a paperless society, It should just all be debit cards and checks.
Okay. Well,
I'm sorry to inform you. I'm going to have to decline your job offer.
Okay. Thank you. Have all a good day.
Bye. She was going to say something funny, but I cut her off. But yeah, I had to decline her job offer. I heard a weird noise. I hung up on Milkman again. But I heard a weird noise go, and I didn't know if it was like, someone connecting in. It is a bank, so you don't want to be too weird. You're going into federal laws at that point. Maybe it's a smart idea not to call banks.
They're all tight-lipped and paranoid and stuff.
Sorry, Milkman. It keeps doing that. I don't know what's going on.
thing.
I don't know. Something wrong with the handset, I think.
User error, I think. I don't know why I keep doing it. Okay, so we're going to make a mental note. No more banks, because I don't want to scare them. You know, those are federal institutions.
You know, when you
and
say bank job.
You know, they say that the currency, I heard on the show today, the currency holds
bank job
terms up to 17 days.
Up to 17 days?
The coinage will like be only like a few hours.
Hmm. Okay. Yaga. We got all we got left here is AC service techs and driver trainees. That's for driving also. We got a lot of opportunities for. And the phone just dropped. I don't know why. Maybe we're having trouble with the phone system here today. I don't know. Internet service is still working, so we're still up. No worries there. Let's play some music while we do pick the last call of the day here. We did the art gallery one. Bartenders and associates needed. We already did that.
Your connection's cutting in and out too, so it must be.
Is it really?
I don't know.
We're having audio trouble as well. I think I think we're having trouble with the service.
On my TS maybe. I don't know.
Hey, dude, I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, I got a dial tone when I was talking to you.
It went straight to, like, this number's been disconnected. No further information available on my end.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Maybe they're tracking us down, dude. Maybe I shouldn't be doing these prank calls. Maybe this is a bad idea here. I don't know.
Oh, no.
AT&T's call security network.
I'm calling through
is now being traced by AT&T security and call tracing network. You will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. All right, so AC service techs.
That'll
be the last one for the day.
Service techs. You can tell me you used to like be an electrician.
Well, now I'm going to do something goofy about the AC. You know, because
it. No, I mean AC, like alternating current.
Uh-huh, alternating current, yeah. Yeah, I'm a big fan of AC/DC and Pink Floyd.
Exactly, AC/DC.
All right, hang on, don't go anywhere, dude.
User roadie.
All right.
I love Pink Floyd. I love that song, Stairway to Heaven. I love when Roger Waters goes in and goes, in no time to the rock and roll.
There, Milkman?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I want to make an application for AC air conditioning machine spaces.
Okay.
I have lots of experience. I like air conditioning. I know how to solder, and I went to class, and I put it in my own air handler. I put in my own air handler in my house. I learned how to do it. And
okay.
Do you
have commercial experience?
Yeah, I do. I have experience in the commercial.
Okay.
I worked for a few retail places and stuff.
Okay, well, they're looking for heavy commercial experience.
Yeah, those big air handlers, the big ass ones. Yeah, I used to work on those.
Okay.
I opened them up and I touched them inside and I cleaned the blades and I cleaned the filters out. And I touched it inside with the prod and I go, meh. It goes like, you know that one? You put the one.
Well, no, I mean I don't know them. I don't work on them.
Uh huh.
But
there's this machine that you put it in the fuse and it goes, and that means that it's working. And if it doesn't work, it goes like that. That's the one I used. I used it for a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
You ever worked on the big chillers?
The big chillers, freezers. I have experience with freezers, ice machines, chillers. The big industrial size air handlers, small ones.
Okay.
I used to go up in a ladder once, and I went to the top of the building, and I fixed the air conditioner once. I kicked it like 5 times, and it went like that. It actually came on, and then I took the machine that I told you, and I put it inside, and it went like that. And it was it was low on refrigerant.
Okay.
Do you guys use the R1430A or the R13A?
I don't know.
I buy it in the cans at the auto parts at the Napa, and I put it inside my car.
Oh, okay.
That's a commercial car. It's a van.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
do you want to fax in your resume?
I'm more than happy to accept your job offer. Now with the benefits, do you offer a student discount on the air machines?
I don't have any idea anything about that.
Well, can I get stuff at cost?
Your resume.
Right. Do I get my own van? Do you provide a van?
To some we do.
If I end up one of the fortunate ones who gets a van, am I allowed to use it for side work on the weekends?
Is this a joke?
No, because I just want to know if it's allowable, because I like to bring home the van on the weekends. I do, you know, stuff on the side with the... And I just I skim off a little bit of the condenser parts and fan motors and stuff. It's not a... I mean, it's just a little drop in the bucket, really. But I like...
Who is this?
This is Jack Masterson. But honestly, I'm really interested in just, you know... I mean, if you provide me with a van, I'll be more than happy to take your offer. If not, I'm going to have to decline you in this application.
Okay, well, then that'll be fine.
Well, you can't discriminate against me. I mean, you have to, you know, provide me with the interview. Okay, she's not going to have that. All right.
She said that'll be fine. She's going to take you up on that.
Yeah, all right, that's cool. She's like, it's just a joke. I love these country people. Okay, we got to go. It's 11 o'clock. I was going to get to a driver job, but...
Yep.
I don't know. Maybe I will do.
I
took
my Pilates and touch my toes.
He's going to do Pilates, Tuck says, Milkman. You can't hear him, but he's going to do Pilates. How about we call for a van driver? Let's make that the last one. One last one here, folks. Van driver will be the last call of the day. Don't go anywhere. Nunu says there's people moving stuff around in the florist.
How can I help you?
Hi there, how you doing? I was calling interested in driving your van machine.
Okay.
I like driving vans. I used to own a van when I was in high school. I had a mattress in the back, and I called it the panty dropper, and I like wrote it on the sides of it, and everything. It was really cool. I had neon lights.
Quick and dirty. Quick and dirty. There you go.
The panty dropper.
When they decided quick on that.
Quick and dirty.
Let me try to call her back. Hang on. Maybe she'll answer the second time. Or maybe she'll stay on the second time. You know, this number looks familiar. Yeah, so I even installed in the back like a big amp, and I used to play my guitar, my electric guitar in the van.
Are you interested in the position? Because if so, that's fine. But if you're going to prank call, then I...
No, I'm interested. You're not allowed to make assumptions. I'm just telling you, I used to own a van. I didn't know how to drive a van. I have credentials, lady. I have experience in the van machine. What's the problem? What kind are these, what ton? Are these 1.5 ton vans or two? Are they 2 or 1.5 tons?
I have no idea. I'm not in control.
Well, why good are you? Can you put a man on the phone who can answer my questions?
If you'd be a little bit nicer, maybe I can help you.
I don't have to be nice. I'm applying for a job.
Okay, well, in this case, the position's been filled.
If I call back and it's not filled, it's against the law. You understand that? Equal opportunity. I'm gonna call.
Name and number. I'm gonna answer the phone each time. So, sir, what is your name and number?
I'm calling the news solvers right now that you're discriminating against me because you said
I'm not discriminating, sir. I'm just trying to get your information.
Well, you already told me. You already told me the position is filled. So I hope that it's not
maybe
filled.
There's another position.
What is it? Is it car?
Can I have your name and your phone number?
This
sir,
is
can I have your
Jack,
name and your phone number?
Don't. You're very rude. You're very rude. I don't. You know what? I decline your application. I'm not approving you.
Okay.
I command you to hang up the phone now because I'm superior to you. Well, what are you going to do? Will you admit inferiority? Go ahead. Admit it. You're inferior. Hang up the phone. Exactly. See? Hey, let me clear the line. You there? Hello? Jesus. What's wrong with Milkman? Milkman! Let me call him back. But we're ending the show anyway. Doesn't matter. It's late.
Milkman. I have his real name here in front of me. I could give it out. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, man, what's up?
Oh, my God, dude. I was dying laughing.
All right, cool. Cool. Hey, man, I got to go. It's time to end the show. Thanks for being on, bro. Don't work too hard.
All right, man.
I'm sure you won't. All right, man. Peace out. We'll talk to you later. This is Milkman, everybody. Everyone be sure to visit madhouselive.com. That's our website. Also be sure to visit Tuck. His website is over at tuckermike.com. Interesting stuff there, of course. Always fun to go to. Ooh, God, I need to get breakfast. I haven't eaten anything yet today. I've been up for, wow, 3.5 hours and I still haven't had breakfast. Oh, my God.
Drinking some Pilates like I am.
Pilates, yeah, right. Okay, so we'll be on again on Thursday at our normal time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We had fun with our most recent Monday morning show. We'll do another one next week, Tuck. If you can make it or if you can't, time to be announced. I work it around my schedule as best as I can. Thank you for everybody else on Syndicate Radio. Be sure to hang out over at syndicateradio.tv. I'm sure there'll be more programming here later today, including Emmy Rose. Goodbye for now. Have a good week, folks. Enjoy your Monday.
Let us know if even we can get off.
Fuck you, bitch. How about fuck you?
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.